I think it would be fair to say that fortune isn't exactly smiling on Donald Trump at this moment. In fact, it's more than grimacing. But despite all the challenges facing the Donald at this moment, there is still a chance that he could lose the election and still win. So how is that possible? Well, hang with me for a minute or two, and I'll line it out for you. To understand how the Donald might be able to pull this off, we need to go back over some of the major challenges he's been facing in the last little while. Of course, that all starts with the impeachment. Really, the impeachment that never was. And as you know, all it took to make that a slam dunk was 5 or 6 GOP scumbag senators to lie under oath and forget about supporting the Constitution of the United States. Forget about protecting it. Let's protect our scumbag leader. And so they did. And then you have John Bolton coming out with his telltale book of all the things that Trump said. Ooh, how about that? But that was nothing compared to the latest with Mary Trump. Can you imagine Donald Trump ever saying, "Jesus, Mary, you're stacked"? Totally out of character, isn't it? Hey, but wait, it's getting better, much better. You remember Michael Cohen, the guy who made all the payoffs for Trump to Stormy Daniels and whoever else he happened to grab by, well, you know where. You remember Michael Cohen, the president's former personal lawyer, saying he was the guy who'd take a bullet for the president? But times have changed. Situations have changed. And now Michael Cohen is saying, "I know where the bodies are buried because I buried them." And we'll find out where those bodies are buried when Michael Cohen's memoir comes out in September. And then there's those pesky Lincoln Project people, not to mention the Republican voters against Trump, who are putting together all those nasty ads with former cabinet members saying nasty things about the Donald, and at the same time reminding all those GOP Trump enablers, Lindsey Graham in particular, that previously they said things against Trump that they're not saying now. Remember Lindsey Graham in 2016 saying, "The way to make America great is to tell Donald Trump to go to hell"? Well, now Lindsey Graham is saying, "Tell Trump, let's go play golf." And then there's Steve Bannon, the latest of Trump's confidants that Trump suddenly doesn't remember. Could it be anything to do with Bannon's money for the wall scam? And then there's Joe Biden, who is cleaning Trump's clock in virtually every state, including the ones that Trump previously carried. But that's nothing compared to Cyrus Vance. You remember him, don't you? The prosecutor for the Southern District of New York who's been trying to get Trump's tax records because he thinks there could be something illegal in the Trump Organization's business dealings? Imagine that. But he doesn't have to worry about that because the Deutsche Bank that have been laundering all that money for Trump and the oligarch, and who knows how many Trump-associated international scumbags as well. It's all coming out of the woodwork now. But as distressing as all that may be for the Donald, what really has his panties in a knot is the fact that his judges have turned against him. As you're well aware, in their recent decision, the Supreme Court has confirmed what we already knew, that nobody is above the law. Even the president, and more to the point, the president can be charged with criminal activity while he's still in office. That is what's worrying the Donald. So, at this point, despite all his narcissistic qualities, the Donald has got to be thinking, once again, "I'm screwed. If I win or if I lose, it's the same deal. These people can still come after me. The E. Jean Carrolls and all the other bitches, every contractor I've ever stiffed, all the loans I've defaulted on, they can sue me. They can take me down. So, what's the way out? What can I do?" It is then that an aha moment emerges. The narcissistic Donald is transformed into the rational Donald. And he says, I know. I can pardon myself. That's it. I can pardon myself. Okay, nobody's ever done it. But there's nothing to say I can't do it. I have complete power of pardon. I can resign. I can pardon myself and resign. And then nobody can come after me. I'm as clean as a whistle. Yes, this is the way to go. This is how I can lose and still win. Of course, that's a fairy tale. We all know that Donald's narcissism is going to triumph over any situation, especially anything as rational as pardoning yourself and getting off scot-free. But there's one more thing that is not in the public eye that I have to imagine that Donald is also thinking about, and that is millennia. Now, like all models from the Eastern Bloc, millennia had one driving ambition, the same one that every model from the Eastern Bloc has. As a matter of fact, any model from anywhere, especially from the Eastern Bloc. And that is, of course, to marry a millionaire. And, if you can arrange it, a billionaire, which millennia managed to arrange. Okay, so millennia is pushing 50. She's no spring chicken. But she's not trailer trash either. And I gotta think, there would be no end of millionaires and maybe a few billionaires who would not be overjoyed to continue to finance millennia's shopping sprees and continue to send Baron to the best schools. Bottom line, whether he wins or loses, why would millennia want to hang with the world's most hated 73-year-old overweight fascist from Queens? Obviously, only time will tell if millennia is going to fly the Trump coup. But as far as Trump pardoning himself, let me borrow the sage words of George W. Bush, Sr. Not gonna happen. And you can bank on that.